Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is Eric Knopf-Snyder. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. And it is almost spring. You can slightly feel it in the air this week. The frost is starting to melt, the snow is going away. And I thought this was the perfect time to have Eric on the show to talk about some spring getaways in Western Pennsylvania. So, Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer. I love being on the show.
Great. So, go ahead, kick it off for us.
Well, I think first the first caveat is I'm sure any of your listeners who have spent a spring in the Laurel Highlands know that this region during March, April, and May, it can be very different, not just from day to day, but hour to hour. So all of these come with the caveat that, weather permitting if you're doing outdoor activities. But my first one is, of course, one of the biggest draws to the Laurel Highlands is our culture. And the spring means the return of the extremely popular tours at our Frank Lloyd Wright properties. And so Falling Water is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. People travel from all over the globe to Mill Run, which is amazing, to see this architectural marvel. And so I'm fortunate enough to be there every few weeks, and I'm always stunned by how many people from outside of the United States are there to see this summer home built in the 1930s for the owners of Kaufman's department stores. And so my job as the PR director is I bring in a lot of travel journalists and help them tell the region's story. And for so many of them, Falling Water is on their bucket list. So they may be writing for a big international publication, maybe going to Pittsburgh, doing a couple of days in Pittsburgh to tell the story of its renaissance and what kind of a city it is now. And when they go there, they say, hey, we want to go to the Laurel Highlands and we want to see Falling Water. So I'm fortunate enough to get to bring those people here. Like I said, people come from all over the world. But what amazes me is there are a lot of people that live within an hour's drive that have never been there. And I can't say too much, though, Jennifer, because I was one of those people. I grew up in this area, was here almost all my life, and until a few years ago, I had never been to Falling Water.
Really? See, they
Yes.
had us all going in high school and college for field trips and different art projects. And yeah, it's funny you say this because I didn't realize that I know all about Frank Lloyd Wright's and all about his design, but I don't think I ever knew that that was built for the Kaufmans. I didn't know that.
So they and they're we I could talk about Falling Water for the entire show probably, but real quickly on it, they didn't think it was going to be built like that. They thought it was going to be a Frank Lloyd Wright home so they could see the waterfall. They didn't know, they never envisioned that it was going to be built over top of the waterfall. So it was a complete surprise to them when he came to them with this design and showed it to them. And they said, oh, we're not going to be able to see the waterfall. And he said, no, you're going to live with the waterfall. So it's just a great story there. And yeah, I would absolutely recommend for any of your listeners that haven't been there to get out and see it. The Wall Street Journal just did a huge article on Falling Water and the renovations that they're undergoing. As you can imagine, a home that's nearly 90 years old, built up over a waterfall, is going to have some issues. So they've been doing a renovation project there, and it's about a $7 million renovation that they've been working on. And so the way Falling Water works is normally they open up in April for the traditional guided tour. Now, that isn't available until April 3rd. But what you can do right now is the Preservation in Action guided tour. And that lasts about an hour. And that runs from March 15th to April 1st. So not quite yet, but pretty soon people will be able to get out and experience that. And as I said, after that Falling Water article, I think these tickets are going to go fast. So if you want to do that, make sure you get out and get on the website for Falling Water and get those tickets ordered.
Excellent. Wonderful. And that's good advice because now is the time. So we have in the Laurel Highlands, not only Falling Water, but just a few miles down the road, there are some other neat tours.
So Kentuck Knob, this one was built for the Hagens of the Hagen ice cream in the Uniontown area, but this isn't too far from Falling Water. I think it's about 7 miles, so really easy to do both of those in a morning or an afternoon. Check both of those off of your list. This is not only an incredible Frank Lloyd Wright home built into a hillside, but it also has a stunning view of the Youghiogheny River Gorge. So depending on when you're going, those spring buds are starting to come out and the trees are starting to get a little bit green. Kentuck Knob, a great place to go. Those tours are available beginning March 15th. So again, about the same time frame as you can hit the Falling Water Preservation in Action tour. And then, so I think most of your listeners probably know about Falling Water, and a lot of them know about Kentuck Knob as well, since it's so close. But I bet a lot of them don't know about Polymath Park, and they absolutely should. I don't know how much you know about Polymath Park, Jennifer.
Don't.
Okay, so Polymath Park is located just a few miles from the Pennsylvania Turnpike Exchange in Donegal. So it's probably about a 45-minute drive from Kentuck Knob and Falling Water, but easily doable in the same day. You go up there, and it's about a half an hour from Greensburg, but this is one that your listeners are going to want to make an overnight trip out of, because Polymath Park has four homes on the 130-acre property. Two of those homes were designed by one of Wright's proteges, Peter Bernson, and built on the property. The other two were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and were originally built in the Midwest, but they got to a point where they could no longer be maintained in the way that a Frank Lloyd Wright home should be. And so a local couple stepped in. Back in the early 2000s, Tom and Heather Popinchak, who owned Polymath Park, saw what was happening to the Duncan House in Lisle, Illinois. And Tom had a background in architecture and construction, and he worked with the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy to preserve the house. So what he was able to do was he went out to Illinois, was able to take this house down piece by piece, label every piece, ship it to the Laurel Highlands, and then painstakingly rebuild it here. So just a really, really cool project that he was able to do with the Duncan House. And then that worked out so well that a few years later, he did the same thing with Manteela, which is a Minnesota home that was in dire straits. He brought it here, reconstructed it. So now Polymath has four homes. And there's a rumor out there, Jennifer, they never really talk about it too much, but apparently there is a home designed by one of Wright's sons that is currently in shipping containers on the property. So there could eventually be a fifth property there at Polymath Park.
No way, that's great. And you can do that all in one day, you think?
I would recommend, so the thing that makes Polymath, there are a couple of things that really make it special, but one of the things is you can actually spend the night at Polymath. There are only a few homes and a few Wright homes in the US where you can spend the night. And Polymath has two of them there. You can actually do overnight lodging beginning March 21st. And so you can spend the night in a Frank Lloyd Wright home, which is just an incredible experience. So my recommendation would be go and do the Falling Water and Kentuck Knob one day, then go up to Polymath Park, and they actually do a dinner tour. So one of the and I get so excited talking about this. Polymath, in addition to all that Wright fantastic the home tours and all the things you can do there, they also have a thing called Treetops Restaurant, which is just incredible cuisine, no matter what the setting is. But if you go after April 10th, you can book a private dining pod among the trees. So this is just an unforgettable experience where it's either a four-person pod or a six-person pod, depending on, how many people you want to have with you. But you go there, you can do the home tours, see the two Wright homes, tour them in the afternoon, have the dinner, and then spend the night. I mean, what could be more culturally enriching than that kind of experience here in the Laurel Highlands?
Yeah, it sounds amazing. It sounds like a great trip. Wonderful. And if you don't want to do an overnight, there are lots of places you can pop into in Greensburg, right?
Yeah, so if you want to add a little bit more to the to that experience, do the Westmoreland Museum of American Art in Greensburg. I mean, this is just such a gem for our area, and the wonderful thing about it is not only is it a great American art museum, but it's also free almost all the time. Now, they do have some special events like Art in Bloom is coming up. This is a very popular show where they work with flowers and make art projects essentially out of it. And that is returning to the museum March 26th through the 30th. So there is a $10 entry fee for non-members the first 3 days, but on Sunday, March 30th, it's free. So just an incredible cultural getaway. You package all these things together, you can have this experience that really is enriching your life and your educational background, just helping you learn so much. And you can do all this for less than it will cost to fly to Europe. So, I mean, you're getting everything, the whole experience in there. Just an incredible opportunity.
Wonderful. Okay, so we talked a lot about Westmoreland County. The Laurel Highlands also includes Somerset County.
Yes. So this one is kind of nature's bounty in Somerset County is what I'm calling it. So this is celebrating our agricultural roots and, some of the things that really have made us what we are here in the Laurel Highlands. So I'd start off with the Unwind Wine and Dine on Fabulous Fridays event at Sonneview Farms Winery and Cafe in Champion. This is fine wine, fresh food, and fun music. We did our Pour Tour 4.0 kickoff in 2024 with a stop there. And it's such an intriguing place. You'll want to check out their carefully curated selection of natural and organic wines that they make. But it's more than just a winery. You can also get signature cocktails and choose from a full bar. And I'm not much of a drinker, so I admit that the food is what I remember most about Sonneview. They make amazing wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas and handcraft charcuterie boards. So great place to get your weekend started on a Friday night at Sonneview.
Oh, that sounds great. And you can just keep on going down the road.
Yeah, just a few miles away. Spend the night at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Now, most of us probably think of Seven Springs as a winter destination. And as we said, depending on when you're going, you still have might still might have some snow there to take advantage of the natural landscape that it makes it the largest ski area in Pennsylvania. But the fun doesn't stop when the snow melts. There are great indoor options there as well, with axe throwing and hot tubs and pools, and of course the Trillium Spa. And then a little nightcap at the Foggy Goggle, which the USA Today named the best après ski bar in North America.
What? That's
Yeah.
awesome.
So much fun there at Seven Springs. But you don't want to stay out too late because there's so many things to do the next day. Depending on when you're looking to go, March 1st and 2nd and 8th through 9th. Somerset County has what they call the Maple Taste and Tour Weekend. And this is such a cool experience, Jennifer. There are about two dozen participating maple farms and camps. And again, this is free. You can go and visit these facilities, learn about how maple syrup is made, and best of all, try lots of tasty maple syrup products. So when I mention maple syrup, what do you first think of, Jennifer?
Probably the little maple syrup
Yeah, exactly. What
containers
you're
that you
putting on
pour.
your waffles or your pancakes, right? You're
Yes,
thinking of the
yes.
actual maple syrup, but there are so many maple products, and Somerset County produces more maple syrup than any county in Pennsylvania. And so with these, it's not just that maple syrup. You can get samples of maple-covered cashews or maple candy. You can get everything from barbecue sauce or beer made with maple syrup. I mean, there are just so many options, and all of these different farms have a little different niche that they really concentrate on. So it's a really cool experience to get out there. Milroy Farms in Salisbury is one of the biggest one. Brantview Farms outside of Berlin, between Berlin and Shanksville, is a really cool one. And then the Pennsylvania Maple Museum at Somerset Historical Society Center is a great one to go to. And you can try spatza, which I'm guessing you've probably never heard of spatza.
I don't think I have.
So what it is, and this is really a Somerset County specialty. So they take boiling maple syrup and they pour it over crushed ice or even snow, and it creates a taffy-like material. And this goes all the way back to the Native Americans. The early settlers in Somerset County learned this process from the Native Americans. So it's really a cool opportunity to connect to those roots that go back hundreds of years in Somerset County.
Wow, I mean, maple's a big deal in
It
Somerset. I mean,
is.
even
It
in
is.
Myersdale too.
Yeah. So Myersdale is known as the Maple City. And if you don't make it to the Maple Taste and Tour weekend, you want to go to the Pennsylvania Maple Festival. This will be the 78th annual one, and that will be April 5th and 6th, and the night through the 13th in Myersdale. So this is a fun kind of festival, all kinds of different things going on, and it all kind of centers around that maple industry.
This is great stuff from Eric Knopfschneider. He's the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. When we come back from the break, we're going to get wild with some wild animals. Could be a great spring getaway locally for you and your family. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is Eric Knopfschneider. He is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. And he's on a roll today. We talked about all kinds of local visits and festivals you can do this spring. And now we're going to move on to animals.
Yes. So, did you know, Jennifer, that you can get up close and personal with elephants in the Laurel Highlands?
Not elephants. I've seen some of the fun that you can have in Donegal with animals, but I did not know
Right.
about elephants.
Yeah. So this is kind of a one of the best kept secrets in Somerset County. So the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium's International Conservation Center is located on 1,000 acres in Somerset County. And the ICC's mission is to connect people to wildlife and inspire our communities to conserve nature for future generations. And the most visible way that they do that is through what people in Somerset County refer to as the Elephant Farm. And it's been there for a long time. They opened it in 2008, and they began taking in African elephants, which are on the endangered list with a declining population. And Jackson is an 11,000-pound adult male who has been there since the beginning, and he is tied to 50% of the North American population over the past decade because they've been using him to breed the herd. So this is what's been going on in Somerset County for quite a few years now, but it was only recently that they opened to the public. So now you're actually able to go there on a regular basis and get to see these elephants.
Wow, that is so cool. 50% of the population, he's been busy.
He has been busy.
That
I
is
think
awesome.
it's not easy to breed African elephants. So it's been a struggle. And I know, unfortunately, they lost one last year. They had a baby that I got to see a couple years back, and I believe it was last year that it died of a disease that unfortunately affects young elephants. And so they lost that one, but they continue to work on this and continue to build up the population. And as I said, they're now open to the public. So on Thursdays and Saturdays through March 29th, they'll be hosting wild encounters. And these are exciting 45-minute experiences that include a discussion about the elephants at the ICC, up close elephant training observation, and a Q&A session with the elephant care experts. So that's what they're doing through March 29th. They haven't announced the schedule after that, but check out golaurelhighlands.com. You can check out our event calendar, and I'm sure they'll have it updated there with what they're doing throughout the late spring and summer, that you can go and see these elephants in the Laurel Highlands.
Wow, that's amazing. And more animals that you can go check out.
Yeah, so that's one of the experiences. Another is right on the border of Somerset and Bedford counties, and this is called the Allegheny Front Hawk Watch. And this is it's part of the Allegheny Plateau Audubon Society, and it provides stunning views that stretch for hundreds of miles. I forget, you can see, I think, like three states and like multiple counties. Like you can see so far because you're up on top and you have this view out through Bedford County and stretching, a lot of the way to Harrisburg almost. So it's a great view up there, but it's not just that beautiful landscape that you're looking at. What makes this spot so amazing is that it's right in the path of the migration of these birds of prey. So, as its name implies, hawks fly through the area regularly, but so do bald eagles and golden eagles. And the spring raptor migration brings them right through here. It's a perfect time to get out and experience it. And there are so many birds going through here that they actually have people there on a daily basis to keep watch and count how many are coming through there.
Wow, that is really, really neat. I mean, who knew about all these things? You know all these things. I mean,
You know what? I'm still learning. There's so much going on in the Laurel Highlands. Like, that's why I'm so excited about this because I've been to the Allegheny Front, and that is free. It's open to the public from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can do that. But then if you want to spend the night, and I just learned about this one, so shame on me, but there's a place called the Allegheny Front Experience Cabin Rental. And this place looks incredible. It's right up there, right near the Allegheny Front. And you have that view. They have pictures on our website where you can see the view. And then the cabin itself is incredible. It sleeps up to six and has a 50-acre property. And supposed to be amazing stargazing opportunities. So you spend the night there, you get to look up at the stars, enjoy the outdoor setting there, so peaceful and quiet. And that's a big travel trend right now that I'm hearing a lot about is called astrotourism. So that kind of stargazing and meteor showers and watching everything like that. So Laurel Highlands a great place to do that as well.
that is so cool. I love it. And we're not done with animals yet, are we?
No, you mentioned it earlier. You teased it a little bit. The Living Treasures Animal Park in Donegal, that is a great place. Families love going here. You get to experience it kind of up close. They're reopening the zoo on March 29th. If you want to go before then, they do have the rainforest room open with sloth encounters, only closed on Mondays and Thursdays, but the rest of the week you can go there. And then once the zoo opens, they've got some exciting new exhibits. They have small clawed Asian otters. And I don't know, do you have any experience with otters, Jennifer?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, I'm not a huge animal person, but I do remember going years and years ago to the zoo in Hershey, and I watched the otters for probably a half an hour. They are so entertaining. They're so fun. They have, a little routine that they go through, and they're floating on their back and, getting food off their belly, and it's just it's such fun to watch the otters. Can't wait for that at Living Treasures. They've also got the a new pack of wolves coming in, and so Living Treasures, great spot to go. They've got more than 300 animals from around the world at the zoo, and many of those you can get up close to. You can even feed them. So really cool opportunities. And again, if you want to spend the night, Log Cabin Lodge and Suites at Living Treasures. They have 24 rooms and 8 suites, ranging from 1 bedroom to 6 bedrooms. I took a group of 11 there in January, and we had the best time. We
You.
stayed
Was it
in an island
nice?
suite. 11 people, and there were still more beds. We could have fit even more in there, but it's great for a group getaway. It's got an indoor hot tub in the Highland suite, pool
Whoa.
table, ping pong table, big fireplace. So you're still getting those cool spring evenings, cold spring evenings, gather around the fireplace. Just an incredible place to stay there.
That sounds awesome. Wonderful. That sounds great. And what if we want to get outdoors?
All right. So, yeah, we haven't even gotten to the biggest reason that people come to the Laurel Highlands, right? Outdoor recreation. So, the Ohio Piles Rafting Weekend kickoff is April 13th and 14th. So we're getting back into that season where people want to get out on the river, enjoy that experience of rafting, whether it's the really high charged experience, or you can also do, a family friendly float where you can take, a 5-year-old on it with you. So there are definitely different options there. Wilderness Voyages for this weekend has a package that includes 2 days of rafting with the equipment you'll need, tent camping, and a buffet dinner for $175. So I think one of
Wow.
the rafting trips alone is normally 130. So huge savings here if you want to get out early and get on the river. And then if you don't, if you want to get to a high pile, but you're like me and you're not sure you want to sleep in a tent anymore at this age, you can check out Ohio Pile Vacation Rentals or Vacation Ohio Pile. Both of those have multiple properties really close to Ohio Pile Borough, which is USA Today's reigning best small town in the Northeast winner.
Wow. I mean, this is wonderful that our community has such honors and is being recognized nationally. That's
It
great.
is. And now voting is probably going to open soon for that best small town in the Northeast. So keep your eye out for that. I think as the reigning champ, Ohio Pile will be nominated again. So I'd love to see us be able to repeat there. And part of the reason Ohio Pile gets honors like these is because there's so much to do there with the outdoor rec. And you can go biking on the Great Allegheny Passage, or you can go hiking on Ferncliff Peninsula or the Great Gorge Trail. And spring is just such an amazing time to get outdoors in the Laurel Highlands. One more thing I'm going to put on your radar, Jennifer. If you're looking for a way to clear your head in late March, you can join the Robert Hensley Nature Connect for winter walking meditation on March 22nd. So kind of a way to get out there and maybe clear out some of those cobwebs that have developed over the past couple months where we've been stuck inside a lot more. So that is held at the Bear Run Nature Reserve in Mill Run, and it's a mindful walk in the forest. Lasts about an hour. It's only $5, and that covers the cost of tea and cookies. So just so much going on there. And just a great way to get out and experience everything that we have going on here in the Laurel Highlands this spring.
Wow, there is just so much to do. And I always tell you this, that I can tell in your voice that you love your job.
I do. I absolutely do. I'm so fortunate to be able to tell the story of the Laurel Highlands and all that we have going on here. I love telling it to people from outside of the area, bringing them in, showing them all that we have to offer. But I also love explaining this to the local audiences because I grew up here, as I said, and I was that kid that was like, oh, there's nothing to do here. I need to get away and get to the big city and find things to do. And now the big problem for me is how do I fit in everything that there is to do here in the Laurel Highlands? Like I
Right.
can't get to everything and do everything that I want to do.
Oh, well, I mean, I think you're doing a great job in getting the word out. It's amazing. I think with the nice thing about our area is the weather change. I think the
Yeah.
four seasons is really valuable, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's such a different experience here in the winter than it is in the spring when everything starts to bloom. And then the summer, it gets so green and it's just so beautiful. And then the fall, I mean, it's just might be the best of all seasons whenever you see those magnificent colors. So yeah, such a great four-season destination in the Laurel Highlands.
Wonderful. Eric Knopsnyder is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. Hey, why don't you tell people before we go how they can connect with Go Laurel Highlands?
Absolutely. Easiest way is our website. That is golaurelhighlands.com. And then you can follow us on the socials, Facebook and Instagram, probably the two biggest that we have. Search for Go Laurel Highlands on there. You'll find us really easily. Let you know all the great things happening here.
Yeah, jump on that website. Great things to see, and you will learn so much about the Laurel Highlands. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you all for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We do this show every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. If you have an idea for the show, please reach out to WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.